you had the first outing yesterday at AAA, and you know, we talked about how last season was strange, and you know, this year playing for the Buffalo Bisons and playing home games in Trenton, and I'm just wondering if just one start, but does it kind of feel like a normal, you know, like a normal year now to you? Is it, you know, just a matter of staying healthy, working on your stuff? Does it seem a little more normal?
Yeah, it definitely feels a little bit normal. You know, I didn't think I'd be wearing pinstripes anytime soon here in Trenton, but it's a little bit different. I'm just glad we got fans in the stands. You know, it felt like a real game yesterday, and it was fun.
Is there anything you could take out of that game? I know you were talking a lot about your mechanics, and you cleaned some things up with that. Are you happy with that? Do you coming away from that thinking I can build off some positive things and take away from that game?
Yeah, everything about last night was pretty positive. You know, I walked off the mound feeling good. I felt like I stayed within myself and my mechanics, and threw a lot of sticks last night. And that's the biggest thing, you know, moving forward, just, you know, tighten things up. They're making everything a little more crisp for when I get that call back up to the major league level.
Yeah, that's funny. Whenever you listen to Alek Manoah talk, he sort of says the exact same thing you say. And you guys, you look at you two look similar in body type and, you know, how you shortened up a little bit of your windup and those kind of things to get to quicker to where you want to release the baseball. Have you had any talks with Alek about what he has to go through to mechanically be sound?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really broke down our mechanics too much. We more talk about the mental side of the game and just the pure fact of competing. And Alex, he's a big competitor, as so am I. And so we kind of just feed off each other's energy. And, you know, he was right there at the front step, you know, cheering me on last night. And I plan to do the same for when he pitches. So we got a good relationship.
Hey, Nate, I'm wondering, I read Arden Zwelling of Sportsnet did an article just before your start, and you were talking about how you were able to use some of your time while you were recovering from the injury to maybe break down your swing a little bit with some of the technical, or swing, sorry, break down your delivery a little bit with some of the technical people. And there was discussion about maybe not being as tense when you delivered the ball. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, it's just I felt like I got into a bad habit of like muscling up the ball and when I pitch, and everything would kind of fly open, or you know, just using too much intensity to throw the ball when I could be more sound and throw just as hard and be more whippy and more just electric. And it's exactly what happens. It kind of like unlocks your mechanics when you try not to throw so hard and you try to just be effortless and just whippy, and it comes out even hotter.
What are your secondary pitches that you really are focusing on between the slider and the changeup and the curveball? I know the curveball for you is, you know, sort of a work in progress, but it sounds like if you've opened up in something with your mechanics, you could probably throw your three secondary pitches more for strikes. Is that the case?
Yeah, like last night I threw every single one of my secondaries for a strike. You know, I only threw three curveballs, but I threw one really good first pitch. And the other two were good show me curveballs, you know, low in the dirt to lower their eye level and then to go to the heater right after that. But the slider is what really helped me out last night. It was there all night. It kind of just helped me out, just set guys up. And then the changeup, I made a couple really good changeup pitches to get a couple strikeouts, which was really key.
Nate, what have you learned about yourself so far in this journey? You know, you're AAA now, and you know the folks up here are waiting for you to get here. I'm sure the Blue Jays are. I'm sure you want to get up here as well. What have you learned about yourself over this past, I don't know, year and a bit, with everything you've gone through and just with everything the game's gone through?
You know, it's just the one thing I have to tell myself is to not rush things. You know, I want to be up to the big leagues. Everyone wants to get there so quick. But, you know, I have to keep telling myself I'm still young and I'm just getting started in my baseball career, especially at the major league level. And just kind of have to be where my feet are at and enjoy the process. Like right now, I'm in AAA right now and, you know, hopefully soon be back up in the big leagues. But I got to enjoy the time here and work on some things and just to prepare myself when I get up there.
You know, you talked about wearing pinstripes, and for people who don't know, the Trenton Thunder used to be the Yankees affiliate, and you guys are wearing Buffalo Bisons jerseys on the road and Trenton Thunder jerseys at home, I believe. Now, that's what I was told. So, you know, hopefully I'm not off. I'm I'm being accurate there, but just, you know, have you noticed, because you're with a lot of guys who, I mean, some of them were at the alternate sites, some of them were at the big league camp, some of them, I don't know what the hell they were doing last year, because there were a lot of baseball players that were, you know, were trying to keep themselves busy last year. Have you noticed guys maybe enjoying being part of a team more this year, because it is, understanding it's early, but it is more normal?
Yeah, I could tell you, like, last night we had more, like, team camaraderie and cheering than I've seen in pro ball in a while, you know, because it's a lot of guys haven't been playing and haven't played another team wearing another jersey. You've been playing, like, inter squads and all that, especially at the alternate site last year. All you did was play your own teammates. And just to play another team, we were all just going crazy in the dugout, because we were scoring, we were playing good. Everyone was just feeding off each other's energy. It was, it felt like an awesome experience, you know, just to be in that dugout with them. And it was a good time.
Have the Jays given you any indication what their plans are for you? Are you just kind of, you're going to take it start by start, and when you get the call, you get the call?
Yeah, that's all I can focus on right now. Just right now I'm in AAA. I got a start coming up on Sunday. Just going to prepare for that and just go from there. Whenever they decide to pull me up, I'll be ready.
And I got to ask you this question, because somebody on our text line wanted to ask you this question. They want to ask you about, I swear to God, Rookie the Bat Dog. Can you tell me about Rookie the Bat Dog? This is from Marlene in North Toronto.
So I got to meet him a couple days ago. He wasn't at the game yesterday, so I don't know if he's allowed, like, or what the case is because of COVID. But I did get to meet Rookie, and he's an awesome, awesome dog. He's I have a golden retriever myself. And so I have a soft spot for golden retrievers. So he's an awesome dog.